today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
Heal me, O Lord! Not some casual, I got it, I can make it, I can do it, I'm cool like that. I need intervention. Heal me, O Lord! And if you heal me, and I don't have to use myrrh and wine, I will be healed. And if you save me, O Lord, I shall be saved.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, I Am Healed. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Mark chapter 15, verses 22 through 24.
Continue to play softly, Mark chapter 15, verse 22. We're reading the verse 24. Then we're going over to Jeremiah chapter 17 and verse 14. For those of you that are watching from around the world, please like and share. I need you to join in with this effort to get the gospel around the country. Like and share on Facebook. Send a link on YouTube. Join us. Stop dating me. Let's get married. You're going to need to be all in. Work with the ministry. You'll see God work in your families. That's Mark chapter 15, verse 22. And the word of the Lord reads like this. And they brought him to the place Golgotha, which is translated place of a skull. Then they gave him wine mingled with myrrh to drink, but he did not take it. And when they crucified, when they crucified him, they divided his garments. Look close at part B, verse 23. They gave him wine mingled with myrrh to drink, but he did not take it, and they crucified him. And then in Jeremiah chapter 17 and verse 14, and it reads, heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved. For you are my praise. Man, I need to say it again. You are my praise. You don't praise him only for what he does. Just knowing him is the praise. But knowing that he has the ability to do it. Knowing that he's in your corner. Knowing that he will do it. Whatever he promised. You are my praise. Indeed, they say to me, where is the word of the Lord? Look at the word. Let it come now. I know in the midst of your sickness or your tragedies or your traumas or your issues or the things that bother you the most, you say, well, where is the Lord? Is there a word from God? Yeah, it's coming right now. What are you going to do with it? I believe we're going to receive it. Father, thank you for this message. I pray now that you would heal, deliver, set free, and that you would help me to teach the word with accuracy. Prepare us, even in worship, with the release of the diverse types of tongues, even the interpretation through the word. The revelation knowledge, let it flow freely, uninterrupted, unhindered by any satanic or demonic force. Let it be so. I give you praise for the end result which is healing and wellness in the body of Christ. Manifest it now in Jesus' name. Amen. From the subject, we're dealing with a series called Push. The Lord spoke to my heart and said, he's about to push you. I'll talk about it. Today's message is simple. I am healed. Say it with me. I am healed. Glory to God. Come on, in Jesus' name, say, I am healed. If he's your praise, praise him in advance for it. I said, if he is your praise, praise him in advance for it. I am healed. Oh my. Oh my God. I am healed. From the top to the bottom. And from the bottom to the top, I am healed. Before I teach, put your hands together one more time. I am healed. And they brought him to the place called Golgotha, which is translated place of a skull. I actually visited this place in 1999 when visiting Palestine and Israel. I spent 2 weeks there. And the place of the skull, as you look at Golgotha, looks like a human face, but not the face of a man, the skull of a man, where his tomb was actually placed. And they laid his corpse in this spot. He was crucified there and his tomb was there. But it looks like the place of a human skull. That's the way the cliff looks from the distance. They took him there, and the scripture says they gave him wine mingled with myrrh. This wine mixed with myrrh, this mixture of wine and myrrh, was used to relieve the pain or to dull the pain of the crucifixion or to dull senses. I want to encourage those of you that are sipping on wine and myrrh to dull what you're going through, the dying of your desire or what you have to endure, the thing that God uses to perfect you. You got to go through it. You got to go through it. In other words, when God sets you on a path, if you're going to be perfected, you got to learn how to stick with the path that he has you on. And not allow something that would dull the pain to hinder you from going through it. Because through it all, God never designs pain or difficulty to kill you. But he will use it to help mold you and shape your attitude and your disposition. It's very important. The Bible says when they offered him that which would dull his pain, he did not take it. Must Jesus bear a cross alone and all of us go free? No, there's a cross for every one of us. And there's a cross for me. He did not drink it. He did not take it. And the Bible says they crucified him. That means he could feel every spike. He could feel every puncture. All of the bludgeons and the bruises. And he did it all for me. What you need to see is he refused anything that would dull his pain. so he can fill it all or become the total substitute, not just symbolically, but through the experience. He felt the pain that we should feel because of our own natures, and he allowed it to be laid on his own body, glory to God, and not allow himself to be dull from it, so he would know what it's like, and we would see the fact that he took our place on that cross and the pain of it. And when you're going through your issues, you need to deal with it, because he uses it to help you to be more sensitive to other people. If you back up and start using myrrh and wine to soothe your own pain, you'll never know what it's like really to walk with God. There's something that God wants us all to endure. He's going to heal. But listen, you keep walking that path and doing what he called you to do. A lot of us are giving up on the path, or we're trying to have a substitute. And what I mean with that, we're getting something to pacify us while we're walking through, but refuse the myrrh. Refuse the wine that will dull your senses while you walk through, and open up your eyes and see and feel everything that he wants you to feel. Because on the other side of it, you'll praise him when he heals you. Can somebody say amen? I love Jeremiah 17, and I need to say it again. Jeremiah said, "Heal me, O Lord." But I don't think he said it like me. I think he screamed it. What is Jeremiah known for? The weeping one. And so if he came to his church, he wouldn't talk with eloquency of speech. He wouldn't speak like many of us who are qualified to do so, or practice to do so, and do the ABC message, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P. That's not Jeremiah. Jeremiah would say, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. His message came with fervor and weeping. So if he were to say it in real time, it would be something like, "Heal me, O Lord." Thank you, Lord. I don't know if you want to go to his church. "Heal me, O Lord." Not some casual, "I got it, I can make it, I can do it, I'm cool like that." I need intervention. "Heal me, O Lord." And if you heal me, and I don't have to use myrrh and wine, I will be healed. And if you save me, O Lord, I shall be saved. Nobody else has to rescue me if you save me. I don't need a substitute if you save me. I don't need no one to snatch me out of the fire if you do it. My eye is on you. Are you with me? Then he says, "You are my praise." I love that. I love that. Before you move, you are my praise. Thank you, Lord. Before you do anything for me, my focus is on you. I got people around me. This is why you are my praise. I got people around me that says, "Where is the word of the Lord for you? You're going through something that's devastating and you don't have a word at all. Where is the word of the Lord?" Guess what? Let it come now. And it is here. And as I speak, I want you to begin to sense healing coming to you. Because he doesn't send his word if he doesn't intend to do something. When he put it in my soul, he's about to push you. He's about to heal you. Healing is not just a New Testament biblical truth. I see healing in every book of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations. The ministry of Jesus is replete. It is replete with the power and the benefit of those who come to him for their healing. Those who are around Jesus, They gathered around him because they anticipated and expected healing to occur in their lives. And as we gather around him in his church or in his body, we should expect to be healed. Jesus could not do many miracles in certain cities because people didn't believe. But I believe we got a house full of people in this church right now that believe God and take him at his word. Come on, that's all I got is the word of God. Don't allow your process to dictate the picture. Let me say it again. Don't allow your process to give you a picture of what you think God can do. The process will never look like the end result.
All I'm going through, I know you're going through, but that's not what you should focus on. Remember, he is your praise. The Lord is. The Lord is my praise. Glory to God. Man, I feel that Psalm 23 too.
And he's my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me, while I go through, lie down. He makes me, while I'm going through, I lie down. Not lie down in apathy or lie down and sulk in my issue, but I'm resting in the midst of the moment because I know who's leading me. God is not going to lead you into a place and abandon you.
Glory to God.
Jesus is full of healing. Glory to God. He is the New Testament Rapha.
Glory to God.
I am the God that healeth thee in the Old Testament, but he shows up in bodily form in the New Testament as Rapha. And I am the Lord that will heal. If you put your confidence in him, he'll start doing it now. He told me he's about the push, and the H is for healing. He's replete of the power and the benefit. Glory to God. And one of the benefits of being with the Lord is healing. Access it. Walk in it. I don't care what it is. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Let's believe God for healing. And I know AI is taking over. And people don't have to do their own sermons anymore. They just speak to AI and it pops it out. And I don't know if you all are ready for what's about to happen. You're going to see people that never did any theological school going to preach. And if all you want is knowledge, you're going to miss God. You better know the truth, and the truth will make you free. And you should be able to bear witness. No computer should be able to have you on the edge of your seat. No computer should be able to generate a message. And you say, that must be God. You got to know him by spirit. And even as I speak, you got to learn how to let your spirit soar. Stop looking at your process should not give you a picture of what God is about to do. Don't allow what you're going through to tell you whether God can or he will. I'm here to tell you he can do it, and he's doing it right now. You may not believe it, but the devil knows it, that when God is put on the scene, he has to back up. And I plead the blood over your life. The blood is more powerful than what you're going through. The blood gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. I decree healing in his body in the name of Jesus. Oh! Healing is in the body. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Good God. Let me ask you a question. Is healing for you today?
Yes.
Glory to God. Yes. A resounding yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. From the bottom of my heart to the depths of my soul. Healing is for me today. Not just for the woman that had the issue of blood that said, if I can but touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. But you in this room with issues of blood, issues in your mind, issues in your soul, Rapha is here to heal. It's not just the woman that had an affliction and couldn't stand up straight. But there are people in this room that have an affliction and you can't straighten your body. You're twisted. But God says, I'm about to move in your life so you can straighten up and do what he called you to do. Oh my God. Oh!
not just somebody else's child is laying on the slab. God says, I can raise yours up.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Open your mouth and release it. He is your praise. How many of you know praise shifts the atmosphere?
Oh God.
I feel a sense of expectancy. Oh God. God can do it. He's doing it now. Glory to God. Somebody's been having a rumbling in their belly. Gas. God says, I'm touching it now. Y'all better praise him. I said, he's touching it now. You're having a rumbling in your belly. The anointing is in your gut. A rumbling in your gut.
Thank you, Jesus.
Healing is for you today. Somebody say absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Glory to God.
Rumbling. I don't know why we wouldn't serve a God like this. He didn't come to church just to come, but he came with healing in his wings. He wants his people whole. He did it all for me. He refused the wine and the myrrh so he can feel it all. But he did it for me. I heard a man sing, Lord, I have a problem that I just can't solve, but do it for me.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. I need to teach a little bit more while the Holy Ghost is here. Rabboni. The people of the Old Testament times tended to think that sickness only came as punishment for sin. The concept is unveiled extensively in the book of Job. His friends were constantly saying, you're going through this because you obviously did that. But Jesus never had that tendency. He was the one that showed up on the scene and said, don't judge it based on what you see. But for God's glory, he allowed these things to occur so that he can receive all power and praise when he delivers. Jesus was firmly convinced that his Father showed up for the purpose of doing three things. Number one, the Father sent Jesus for healing. He is the remedy. And when I put my clothes in the washer, actually when Pastor Doug, and religion has always taken the remedy and it screams at stains. You better get right or get left. And that may make you come to Jesus at least for that Sunday, but it don't keep you right. What keeps you right is when you know you're loved. Jesus is the remedy for your stain. He's ample if you could just pour him in and then tumble with him. Get into the cycle. Shut the door to it. Let him do his work.
When you come out of your spin, you'll be better.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, I Am Healed, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2310-0808. That's reference number 2310-0808.
It is Pastor Appreciation Month, and we encourage you to take this month to honor our shepherd, Bishop Merton L. Clark, our dedicated pastor, teacher, and mentor. All cards and acts of kindness are welcome. Sow some love on our website, truthrevealed.org, or the Truth Revealed mobile app. Cash App is also available at Truth Revealed 2. Checks should be payable to Truth Revealed and indicate Bishop Merton Clark on the memo line.
Marriage Enrichment invites you to the Couples Date event featuring the delightful comedian Michael Jr. and his spouse Michelle as they present Funny How Marriage Works on Saturday, October 21st at Calvary Chapel, Melbourne at 7 p.m. Contact Jeff and Brenda Williams or email marriagearrangement@truthrevealed.org for details.
Women's Sunday School is still on every Sunday at 10 a.m., so make sure to join Pastor Sabrina in the sanctuary.
New members' classes are still in session. Email connect@truthrevealed.org to get started. If you have recently finished the new members' orientation classes, please send your completed gift assignment to connect@truthrevealed.org so you can learn where to get plugged in to serve.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.